cause we both know how it ends. A clock ticks till it breaks your glass and I drown in you again.
Welcome back to the Bruce Sallin Show with Dad's Point of View, and thank you, Arnie Sallin. That's the first of four little clips you'll hear from his current DJ mix. I don't know the name of it. I'll find out the name of it. And if you want to get access to it, just email me at bruce@brucesallin.com. That's Bruce and Sallin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's. Pastor Drew Sams, who's here with us for Spiritual Rap. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. He and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, Bruce. Happy day to you. And boy, great topic this week.
Well, good. Thank you. So let's have our usual health and welfare update on baby Drew, please.
Well, he's getting close to a year old. Can you believe it? He's almost 11 months. We're headed up to the mountains with him today, actually. We're supposed to get some snow.
Cool.
And I think he's right on the verge of walking. And so I got to get those track shoes out for him. He's scooting around the house.
So have the videos handy. It's really neat if you can get those first steps.
Oh, a good reminder.
You know, just literally have them around the house. Your phone, your video camera, your still camera. They all have video options.
Nice. Batteries charged. Ready
yes,
to go.
I'm serious. Have it ready. You'll love
it. Great idea.
Yeah, really. So rock and roll. I want to start off with a quote that a friend of mine, a very popular radio show host, often talks about, and it's Dennis Prager.
Mm.
And he appreciates all forms of music, but especially likes classical, and to some degree he likes classic pop, like Frank Sinatra. And he says that music is God's drug. Mm. And I just thought that's a great, great reference to start a discussion with you for Spiritual Rap. Also the irony of rap and spiritual and God and music and what your church offers. This topic is really interesting because I met you coming to services at Calvary Church in Westlake Village, and I was blown away by the incredible integration of music into the service along with the audiovisual that you're putting on a show.
Mm.
And putting on a show just captures the audience without in any way taking away from the spiritual value, in my opinion. Just adds to it and makes it more accessible. So what do you have to say about
well,
me
so
rambling?
Much. Well, you know, when we go to Scripture, we see so clearly God is a God of music. God's a God of rhythm. Even in Zephaniah 3:17, one of my favorite verses, for example, it reads, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love." And listen to this. "God will rejoice over you with singing." And, you know, we never think about God singing.
Mm.
And I love that prayer quote that music is God's drug, because we see that in Scripture. There's so much language that talks about not only the beauty of the universe, but we see even in creation. For example, in Genesis 1, there's actually a rhythm to it. You know, some people debate over where we all came from, but in Genesis 1, it talks about God. Day 1, he creates. Day 2, he creates. Day 3, and then gets to day 7, and he rests. And there's a really interesting idea that music isn't noise, because there's an order to the sounds. There's sounds, and there's a pause, there's melodies, there's rhythm to it. And we even see in creation that it's not noise, which is just a jumbled mix of sounds coming, but there's actually some rhythm to God's creation. It's almost like six beats and then a pause, six beats and then a pause.
That's
we see that all
yeah.
throughout Scripture.
Well, what is it? Is it Ecclesiastes that has the a time for this, a time for that the birds did the song Turn, Turn, Turn?
Yes, yeah.
And I mean, talk about poetry.
One of the best, written by Solomon, has been described even in Scripture as the wisest man who ever lived. And here he is as this wonderful poet, quoted, made famous in a pop music sort of way.
Oh, and I had no idea. When I was 13 or so, or 12, when that song came out in the middle 60s, I just loved the song. and it became a standard in many of the Jewish songbooks. Turn, turn, turn. Mm. There's a lot of Jewish songbooks in Reform Judaism where they sing more folky type of music, Peter, Paul, and Mary stuff, and that song became a standard as just part of the singing tradition of music that exists in Judaism and, of course, exists in Christianity. I mean, it's just whether it's gospel in the Baptist church or just the rock and roll that I see at Calvary Church, music just really touches the soul. And I think it's unique to humans, one of the many things that make us different from the animal kingdom. And there's no doubt that God gave us this ability to create music. And if you think about the variety of music that is created with yet this tiny, finite amount of notes, it's sort of brilliant.
It really is. I mean, it's amazing how there's still songs being written, amazing pieces still being composed. We haven't run out of, you know, there's this, seemingly, it seems like, okay, eventually we're going to run out of different melodies. We're going to eventually run out of different tunes, but boy, every year, every new Tuesday, you know, for example, on iTunes, we see these new songs that are coming out. And I actually really believe that the best songs are yet to be written. And I'm excited for this next generation to rise up, and as they make music, as they pen new melodies and new lyrics. I do think, too, that music really helps us remember so much better.
Oh, it puts you in a time and a place in literally a matter of notes.
It really does.
An emotion of heartache or heart or great love, or, you know, a time and a place of work or marriage. I mean, look at the songs that you associate with your marriage. I mean, there's certain songs or your relationship. So often we do that. By the way, real quickly, my oldest friend in the world sent me a CD of songs that were popular the year I was born. And I was listening to it on the way up here, and it was just such a step back in time. I only knew about half of what I've listened to so far, but it feels like a zillion years ago, which in fact it was.
So not much Michael Jackson?
Not much Michael Jackson. And in fact, it was really, I was born in essence the year before rock and roll truly started. And so it was this really odd and interesting sort of pop period. Some of the music was boring, but it still was fun to listen to. Listen, we're nearly out of time. You want to tell us where you're not blogging?
Boy, this has been the setup for the last year. I'm not blogging at drewsams.com. But
we can find you at Surfer Drew.
You can on every social network. Surfer Drew is my username.
Last time you surfed?
It's been 6 months still.
Pastor Drew!
I know.
Okay, well, hopefully I'm getting you on a snowboard in 2 weeks. I really hope that happens.
Got a snow surf. We'll
yes,
get that in.
I cannot wait. And please, please, please make it happen. And everybody else, stay tuned for The Women's Room with Dr. Jennifer Weberman coming up.